You are back with The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. This morning, HPR's Kuvehi Hirishi joins us to talk about the light show that is underway on the Big Island. Pele is dazzling us with the display of lava as 2020 winds down and we look toward a new year. Good morning, Kuvehi.
Good morning, Catherine.
I wish I was there.
Thousands of visitors have actually made the trek to Hawaii Volcanoes National Park to catch a glimpse of exactly what you were talking about. The new volcanic eruption.
Yes, I am very jealous that you're going to be heading there because I want to see it.
Right. Kilauea, this eruption, I think, caught many by surprise, but a fitting way to wrap up 2020. Right now, low trade winds today are actually kind of ruining the air quality. So some fog, gas, and seismic activity continues for those near Kilauea summit. There are currently two fissures in Halema'uma'u crater where lava began pouring out Sunday night. And so scientists at the USGS Hawaiian Volcano Observatory began seeing lava fountains. For those who made the trek out to the crater, they were able to see these fountains actually pool at the bottom of the crater, and now there is a lava lake. We've got some photos up on our website, but very reminiscent of the 2018 eruption. Geologist Matthew Patrick with the USGS Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says volcanic activity appears to be limited to the summit, and so currently poses no threat further down in the lower East Rift Zone, which is where many of those residential communities we recall impacted by the 2018 eruption where they were hit 2 years ago. Here's Patrick.
2018 was such a large event. The eruption rates on the Lower East Rift Zone were very high and prolonged, so they drained the summit magma chamber at a very high rate, and quite a bit of that magma chamber drained out through the fissures on the Lower East Rift Zone. And since 2018, we've recorded ground deformation that indicates that that magma chamber beneath the surface was slowly, gradually recharging with magma. But obviously it needed to reach that critical threshold to drive a new eruption. And today we saw the culmination of that.
So it's building back up, basically, and toppling out of those magma chambers. Now, scientists are monitoring activity around the clock throughout the entire Kilauea summit. There's no indication as to whether the eruption is going to end in less than a day or perhaps last more than 10 years, as we know. Past eruptions at Kilauea have lasted that long.
Yeah, that's the unknown, right? Could be 10 days,
right.
Could be 10 years.
I'm going to try to get my visit in as soon as I can. The 2018 eruption, we know, lasted a little over 4 months and displaced hundreds of Puna residents, some of whom are still sort of in limbo 2 years later. We know dozens of businesses were impacted, not just in the Puna region, but around the island. Kilauea and the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park is a big tourist attraction. And we also know that more than 700 homes and structures were destroyed. So Hawaii County earlier this month released their Kilauea Recovery and Resilience Plan. Doug Lay, the disaster recovery officer for Hawaii County, who's in charge of sort of implementing this plan, says there were many lessons learned from that 2018 eruption that the county actually utilized in response to COVID-19 and is ready to tap into should this eruption evolve into something bigger. And one idea he poses here is the idea of community resilience hubs. Here's Lay.
Resilience hubs were a concept that we were really bringing networks in the community, schools, churches, community associations around to really build out this model and start the work of establishing them. We flash forward a few months and, you know, with the investments from the state and the county, from the CARES Act funding due to COVID-19, there were, you know, about 30 resilience hubs that were stood up to meet the immediate needs of today. And as we look at how they can serve our communities in the future, you know, we have kind of boots on the ground experience of what these resilience hubs can be.
Right, so leveraging those resources already in place in the community, something I believe all county governments in Hawaii have gotten used to since COVID-19, was sort of already in place. The Pu'uhonua Opuna hub was the first to come to mind in looking back at the 2018 eruption. But for Big Island residents that I've spoken to, you know, this eruption came as an exciting sort of natural wonder that could force them to get out of the house. And for others, it was sort of an ironic ending to a year filled with the global pandemic. Here are a few voices of our Big Island residents.
Oh, I just call it the icing on the cake for the year, right? Why not? Let's have a volcanic eruption on top of everything else that everyone has endured or is enduring.
It's an omen to say, hey, you got to take care of yourself, put on your mask, you know, because people just say, oh, you put on your mask and such, and it doesn't seem to matter to them, yeah? But now with Pele, you know, showing her wrath, it was like she's helping us to raise awareness.
Yakako toe nohu I Hawaiʻi, hana I a ma Hawaiʻi, maʻa I ka hele ana I ka Pele.
Those were the voices of Kaʻū businessmen, Lou Danieli, a community healthcare leader in Kaʻū, and Jesse Marquez, and retired science teacher Loki Roseguo with that Olalo Hawaiʻi, who talks about making that pilgrimage to Halemaʻumaʻu earlier this week to give an offering to Pele as sort of a customary practice when things like this happen.
So while this light show now is a bit of a distraction, we just don't know, how long this is going to go, whether it's going to get back into the areas that, we still haven't fixed yet, right? A lot of those highways down there.
Exactly. Yeah, there is the Hawaii County did come up with, which was interesting, with a volcanic risk assessment tool as part of this recovery and resilience plan. And in there, they map out the lava hazard areas. And really are in the process of figuring out, okay, do we fully rebuild? How much do we rebuild? Where do we rebuild based on that volcanic risk? And Doug Lay, that disaster recovery officer for Hawaii County, had mentioned that they really want to make sure that the community especially provides the input and feedback on that particular part of the process as they continue to carry out their recovery plan.
Right, and right now the viewing is, there's safe viewing that's allowed. Just have to wear our masks, right, if you go out there.
Right. Mayor Mitch Ross has actually mentioned that, it's nice that everybody wants to welcome Pele back home to Halemaʻumaʻu, but perhaps let's not forget that we aren't out of the woods with COVID-19. So wear that mask, socially distance, and be safe in enjoying the light show, as you said.
Okay, all right. Well, you stay safe when you are over there. But thanks so much, Kuvehi.
Mahalo.
That was HBR's Kuvehi Reishi with the latest on the Big Island's latest eruptive phase. Check out our coverage on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.